So we're holding on Nun from Beis by the two dots. But let's just go over a little bit what we said, and we have to fill in a few Rashis that we missed. We were talking about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who allowed people to eat Tzvichei Kruv. The Tanya, it's on the fourth line there, Reb Shimon Omer Klas Tzvich Masurim Chutz Mitzvichei Kruv. All Tzvichim, all aftergrowth is Aser to eat from Peir Shviyis, except for Tzvichei Kruv, the aftergrowth of the cabbage. She'in Keitz Bohem Yer Kasada, because there is nothing else like it, no other vegetables are like it in the field. The Chum argues Reb Shimon, and they say, and that's all, including Tzvichei Kruv, all of them are Aser. He said both of these sheetahs are only going according to Reb Akiva, not according to Rabbanon who dispute Reb Akiva. Let's see. The Sanyom, Hamel in Israel and Esaf, as Tavua say, no, the Pasuk says, we didn't plant and we didn't gather in our Tavua. Oh, Reb Akiva, I don't understand. If you didn't plant, how do you have something to gather in? So what are you gathering in? You're gathering in the things that grew on their own, which is the Svichin. And they're also Aser, because you're saying in the Pasuk, Hamel in Israel and Esaf. Now we said in my cup mifugi, what is the machlekes then in Reb Akiva between the Rabbanon and Reb Shimon? So again, you have a shita Rabbanon who argue with Reb Akiva entirely and say that Tzvichin are not aser. Now in Reb Akiva you have that Tzvichin is aser. We're saying that that's only according to the Rabbanon that all Tzvichin are aser, but according to Reb Shimon, only the rest of Tzvichin are aser, but not Tzvichei Kruv. Tzvichei Kruv are mutter. So the Gemara explains what the machlekes is. The Gemara says, "B'maykamifugi, the Rabbanon tzavi gazin and svichei kruv atus shai svichei da'alma." That we taka make zera from svichei kruv based on all other svichim that are aser. We're afraid people are going to mix it up. Rashi will explain. Rabbi Shimon Savar, "Lo gazin and svichei kruv atus svichei da'alma." We don't make that such a zera. Zot Rashi she'in keyetzi bahen b'yerekasa. The mishrashin hang dilin. The svichei kruv grow from the roots of the plant. Varehin ki ilon, and therefore they're similar, more similar to an ilon. And appears ilon do not have this issue of svichim. Shemaisiv anafal anafim. Just like trees had branches and branches from the trunk, so too svichei kruv grow in a similar way. V'labachlash shan svichim ninu, and therefore they're not part of the rest of the category of svichim. V'chol shan svichim mizera anechbat v'nefal aratu. Because other svichim, the way it works is, they grow from the seeds that fall to the ground and they start to bud. They don't grow from what falls off and falls onto the ground. Rather, the leaves grow on the branches. And the only type of svichim that are aser minatayra is the svichim of ones that came through a planting process, ones that where the aftergrowth falls onto the where the seeds grow onto the ground, fall onto the ground and create an aftergrowth. Those are the ones that are awesome. There, Isaac, Lichsiv, Hainlin, Israel, the Goymer, which tells you in the pasuk we're talking about planting. Kach Shemati, right? The Rambam Kiva used that pasuk as a drasha for svichim. That's what I actually heard. The pshat is in what the difference between svichei kruv and svichei alma are. That svichei alma grow through a planting process, the seeds fall into the ground, and svichei kruv don't, they grow from branches off the stalk. The kashili, Rashi says, I have two problems with that. Number one, chadod, chi hagavno, loy kori svichim, elag dilim izera nechbat, v'nefel aris kadam lakitom. The term svichim should only be reserved for that which grows through the seeds falling off and falling to the ground and creating an aftergrowth. That's the types of svichim you're telling me from this pasuk. So therefore, why is it called Svichei Kruv? Svichei Kruv is not a proper term for this growth that's not, that doesn't grow through this planting, the seeds falling to the ground. It grows through the stalk, through branches off the stalk. So that's Rashi's first problem with why is it called Svichim. I don't like that. He doesn't like that distinction that we made earlier, Rashi. And Rashi has another kash, Ilonis b'shvius, milo na'ago ben, na'am kedusha, stam ilonis. Isn't there kedusha associated with stam ilonis during shvius? So even if it wasn't ilon, but what about, no, it's fine, there's no svichim. But isn't there stam peiros shvius, a problem of peiros from ilon? I understand there's no aftergrowth problem, but what about the stam ilonis? And that's what you're saying it's like an ilon. So therefore, v'nir be'inai, Rashi says, I have a pshat, that the time of Meshum de Kruv ain't a kala l'chaya. The real reason why there's a distinction between Svichei Kruv and Svichei Alma, is that Svichei Kruv do not ever leave the fields. They're always available for the chayas and the fields. Even throughout the winter, the Gimgum, Rashi adds the word that there's Gimgum. It's not clear if Rashi's going on his last pshat, which seems to be because he brings it in here, so he doesn't even like his own pshat. Or Rashi's only alluding to the earlier pshat, which he rejected, and brought out his own. Rashi continues on Rav Akiva. Loma nemar v'lein esoif. Why does it say that we don't have what to gather, we didn't gather in? Me'acha she'en anu zirin, ma'yes, since you don't plant, what are you going to gather? Liman al-kol svichim, al-svichim sha'asurin. This pasuk is teaching us that svichim, an aftergrowth, is also even what you didn't plant, becomes awesome. Rav Akiva, ma'heimle nizram, we didn't plant, v'agdil me'alein. And the ones that grew on their own, lein esoif, we didn't gather those in either. That svichim is awesome. We said the Rabbanan who dispute of Shimon say that we make a gzero of all svichei kruv to stam svichim. Even though, like Rashi already explained, that the kruv, the cabbage, is always out there in the fields throughout the year. There's no beer season. There's no time that it has to be removed because it doesn't finish for the chayes. Because they're around the entire winter. Svichim di day. Asurin, but their svichim are aser. The loy lema time mishum de aim svichim iser shvius, because we are afraid people might say, "Oh, you're allowed to have svichim of kruv. Here, there's no problem with svichim at all on shvius." Also, the mishrei shach svichim will come to matter other svichim, and that's a problem. So, therefore, that's the reason for gzeira to make svichim kruv aser. Like the Rabbanon. However, Rabbi Shimon argued and he said, we don't make such a gzera, and that's why he said, Svichei Kruv is.